From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. called on the U.N. Security Council Monday to approve the strongest possible measures against North Korea following its sixth most powerful nuclear test. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley described Pyongyang's nuclear program as more advanced and dangerous than ever.
They now fire missiles over Japanese airspace. They now have ICBM capabilities. They now claim to have tested a hydrogen bomb. And just this morning, there are reports that the regime is preparing for yet another ICBM launch. To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough.
Haley said the U.S. will look to any country doing business with the North as one giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions.
当前半岛事态.
One of those countries is China. Its ambassador, Liu Jieyi, warned the situation is deteriorating. He urged the matter be resolved peacefully. China, he said, will never allow chaos and war on the peninsula. Pyongyang claimed it successfully tested a hydrogen bomb that can fit onto an intercontinental ballistic missile. There is no agreement among experts on that. Bruce Bennett is a RAND Corporation defense analyst.
My definition of a hydrogen bomb is one of those weapons that goes off in the megaton range. So they're still a factor of 10 smaller than that.
President Donald Trump and his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles that target the North. Kenya's Electoral Commission announced Monday a new presidential election will take place October 17. That follows last week's Supreme Court ruling invalidating the August 8 vote that the commission said was won by President Uhuru Kenyatta. The court nullified the vote, citing widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. Nearly 90,000 Rohingya Muslims are believed to have fled western Myanmar since a two-week crackdown on insurgent attacks was launched by security forces. The plight of the Muslim minority has raised concerns across the Muslim world. In Russia, Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov urged tens of thousands into the streets of Grozny in protest. Razul Baymuradov denounced what he called the extermination of our brothers in faith. That violence is believed to have left hundreds dead. The government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi has come under pressure to protect the Rohingya civilians. After months of negotiation, the Colombian government has reached a temporary ceasefire deal with the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, or ELN. The announcement was made in Ecuador, where talks are being held ahead of a visit to Colombia by Pope Francis.
Este primer paso es de inmensa trascendencia.
Government negotiator Juan Camilo Restrepo called it a step of immense significance. The truce, which goes into effect October 1st, is to last until January 12 and could be extended. The government signed a peace deal with the larger Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, rebel group last year. The fate of embattled Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales is now in the hands of Congress after the country's top court ruled it has the final say whether to lift presidential immunity in an investigation into alleged illegal campaign financing. Prosecutors will need a two-thirds vote for Mr. Morales to be formally investigated and charged. He's denied any wrongdoing. Rwandan police Monday said they're questioning a leading critic of President Paul Kagame, who they said is suspected of forgery and tax evasion. Diane Rwigara was banned from running in last month's election after the Election Commission said she failed to gather enough signatures. The 35-year-old lawyer and civil rights activist has accused Mr. Kagame of stifling dissent and holding on to total power. The state of Texas continues recovering from the effects of Hurricane Harvey, which made landfall August 25th, dumping records amount of rain across the state, causing massive flooding. As many as 60 are known to have died. Ricky Critcher is the director of North American Ministries for the private relief group Samaritan's Purse, working in Pearland, Texas.
They're trying to get their personal belongings out. You know, it's going to be a long road. There's a lot of damage. Certainly, we've been able to observe enough by the TV and the aerial views and all that. It's quite devastating in the areas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott estimates the damage between $150 and $180 billion. Hurricane Irma, a Category 4 storm, is churning in a westerly course through the Atlantic Ocean, heading toward the Caribbean with winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour. Irma could affect the U.S. East Coast by week's end. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.